Hey, Mike Baker here. Well, spring is in full swing, and for millions of folks, that means yard work and gardening, am I right? Now, here's a pro tip for those of you looking to spruce up your landscaping. Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the U.S. They've got over 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. Save yourself the time and trouble of multiple trips to those crowded nurseries. You know what I'm talking about. Fast Growing Trees is a complete time saver. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all, and it's delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. They can tell you what grows best in your area, how to plant, when to plant. It's like having your own expert gardener. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And listeners to the President's Daily Brief can get an extra 15% off by using promo code PDB at checkout. So go to fastgrowingtrees.com. and use promo code PDB at checkout. Today's episode is brought to you by Beam. Transform your sleep with Beam's Dream. It's the secret behind 15 million nights of improved sleep. You fall asleep faster, you stay asleep longer, and you wake up refreshed. Get up to 40% off at shopbeam.com/PDB and use code PDB. It's Friday, 26 April. Welcome to the PDB Afternoon Bulletin. I'm Mike Baker, your eyes and ears on the world stage. Let's get briefed. First, China is coming under increased pressure from the West to cut their financial support to Moscow over the war in Ukraine, as satellite images emerge showing the CCP harboring a North Korean ship transferring weapons to Russia. So, apparently, all the previous warnings and pressure did nothing to change the Chinese regime's behavior. Well, that is shocking. Also, we'll return to our coverage of the anti-Israel protests sweeping America's colleges as Colombia's leadership, if that's the right word, appears to cave to the activists, while the Iranian regime stirs the pot. Well, they're not only stirring the pot, they're sitting back in their recliners eating popcorn and enjoying the show. But first, our afternoon spotlight. Western nations are making a concerted push to pressure China to stop their ongoing financial support of Russia, which they say is enabling Putin's brutal war inside Ukraine. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Chinese leader Xi Jinping and other senior CCP officials on Friday to discuss a range of pressing issues. Front and center, however, was China's ongoing trade with Russia and financial support to their industrial centers, which is allowing the Kremlin to revive its arms industry, and that's according to a report from the Wall Street Journal. Blinken alluded to the possibility of U.S. sanctions on China if they don't curtail their support. And as we discussed earlier this month, U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen recently raised the possibility of financial sanctions against any Chinese entities found to be giving direct assistance to Russia's armed forces. Now, in remarks following his meeting with Xi, Blinken said, quote, "Russia would struggle to sustain its assault on Ukraine without China's support. In our discussions today, I made clear that if China does not address this problem, we will," end quote. Friday's meeting came on the heels of a harsh warning to China from NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg on Thursday, who said if China wants to continue enjoying good relations with the Western world, they must stop propping up Putin's wartime economy. Stoltenberg said, quote, "Last year, Russia imported 90% of its microelectronics from China, used to produce missiles, tanks, and aircraft. China is also working to provide Russia with improved satellite capabilities and imaging. China says it wants good relations with the West. At the same time, Beijing continues to fuel the largest armed conflict in Europe since World War II. They can't have it both ways," end quote. Or can they? While Xi refrained from addressing the issue directly in public remarks, a spokesman for China's foreign ministry condemned the Western pressure campaign as, quote, "extremely hypocritical and irresponsible." Now, there's little reason to believe that China will bow to Western demands with their key ally. Okay, let's be real. They're not going to. It's like when President Obama claimed that he and Xi Jinping talked about cyber shenanigans, and supposedly Xi was going to put an end to cyber espionage and theft of economic intelligence and intellectual property. Well, that never happened. And in fact, here, amid the current threat of sanctions, China has been actively strengthening their ties with their friends in Moscow. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu met with his Chinese counterpart in Kazakhstan on Friday to bolster their strategic partnership in the defense sector. That followed a meeting earlier this month between Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and Xi. So let me just repeat that. While Antony Blinken on Friday sits with Xi and other senior advisors and warns them about their continued defense cooperation with Russia, the Russian defense chief and the Chinese defense chief are meeting at the same time in Kazakhstan. Yeah. As we discussed earlier this week on the PDB, China has been exploiting massive loopholes and sanctions against Moscow to provide indirect support to the Putin regime. A recent U.S. intelligence assessment found that China has significantly increased sales to Russia of machine tools, microelectronics, and other technology that can and is being used to produce weapons. While China has not directly supplied arms to Russia, like North Korea or Iran, they're walking a very fine line. And when I say a very fine line, I mean that in reality, there is no line. This week, satellite images emerged showing China is providing harbor for a U.S.-sanctioned Russian cargo ship tied to arms transfers between North Korea and Moscow. The vessel is believed to have moved thousands of containers of North Korean munitions to Russia since August of last year, in flagrant violation of UN Security Council resolutions. Now, we should remember that China has positioned itself as a mediator between Ukraine and Russia, sending envoys to both countries. However, they've never condemned the invasion by Putin or even formally called it a war. And their actions indicate that they clearly have a dog in the hunt, which of course would be Russia. The financial lifeline that Xi is giving Putin is undeniable. Trade between the two countries reportedly surged by more than 26% in 2023, totaling roughly $240 billion. This essential support has allowed the Putin regime to fully rebuild its military capabilities despite the massive losses that they've faced on Ukrainian battlefields. Coming up after the break, we'll give you the latest on the anti-Israel protests sweeping the country as administrators at Columbia University cave to the activists and Iran uses the moment for an anti-West propaganda push. I'll be right back.
Hey, Mike Baker here. Well, we made it through winter. Look at that. And spring, well, it's in full bloom, which of course means summer is just around the corner. You see how I figured that out? And that means more time spent outdoors. Not to mention, you got to get into summer shape, huh? Factor can help you spend less time in the kitchen and make sure you're eating well and meeting your wellness goals. Factor's no prep, no mess meals save time and help with getting and keeping you in great shape for summer, thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great-tasting meals. Make today the day you kickstart a new healthy routine. Seriously, it's going to be beach time soon. What are you waiting for? With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. And you keep kitchen time to a minimum. Factor meals are ready in 2 minutes. No shopping, no prepping, no cooking or cleaning up. Factor is part of our meal routine at the Baker Compound. And I can tell you, food is delicious and it's a complete time saver. Head to factormeals.com/PDB50, that's 50, and use code PDB50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code PDB50 at factormeals.com/PDB50. You get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
You're cruising down the highway, windows rolled down, tunes blasting from the radio. You're in the zone and living the dream. Suddenly, your car sputters, coughs, and throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills, the dream turns into a nightmare. Don't wait until car trouble steals your peace of mind. Visit CarShield now at carshield.com/Carlson. For nearly 20 years, CarShield has helped millions of drivers avoid the stress of major repairs. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems, from your engine and transmission to electronics and more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental options. Get peace of mind now. Visit CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson Join millions of customers and contact CarShield now to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Carlson. That's carshield.com/Carlson. Visit now.
Welcome back to the Afternoon Bulletin. I want to return to our ongoing coverage of the anti-Israel protests that have virtually taken over universities across America, and also how the Iranian regime is leveraging the chaos to push anti-Western propaganda. As you're well aware by now, pro-Palestinian activists and agitators flooded the campuses of at least 20 universities across the U.S. this week in a massive display of anti-Semitism, prompting mass arrests and forcing administrators to close facilities and cancel classes over concerns for the safety of their Jewish communities. As of Friday, the protests showed little signs of slowing down. Administrators at Columbia, where the protests began last week, have been negotiating with student activists for days in an attempt to end the demonstrations, but, well, to no avail. It appears that they are caving to the activists, at least partially, as they've let several deadlines for the protesters to vacate the campus go by. On Thursday evening, they said they would not allow the NYPD back on campus to clear the demonstrations. Yeah, you wouldn't want to restore order by any means. Columbia's leaders had given protesters an ultimatum on Tuesday that they had until midnight to leave the university grounds. However, after the deadline passed, the university said they would extend it for another 48 hours. Well, the feckless Columbia administrators apparently have never met a red line that they aren't willing to ignore. You wouldn't want to upset a bunch of gormless students and their outside Hamas-loving organizers. On Friday, the university simply said that progress was being made in the negotiations. Meanwhile, life for Jewish students on campus continues to deteriorate amid the rampant anti-Semitism. A third-year Columbia undergrad and Israeli military veteran from Tel Aviv told Fox News that the climate on campus has gotten downright dangerous. He said in recent days the protesters have begun praising the militant Al-Quds Brigade, a Palestinian terror group with ties to Hamas. The IDF veteran added that he and his girlfriend have been followed home by protesters. He's also been subject to regular anti-Semitic threats and been told to kill himself repeatedly. The undergrad student told Fox News, quote, "I've had a friend who was beaten up. It's scary. It's violent. I don't think that's any way to have any campus where you have a big part of your student body just scared for their lives. A lot of Jewish and Israeli people don't walk around campus after the sun goes down," end quote. It appears that, for now, Columbia is more concerned about the optics of cracking down on the student protests than the day-to-day reality on the ground for the Jewish community. And it should come as little surprise that America's foreign adversaries are relishing the current chaos. Iran has been eagerly commenting on the developments, using it as an opportunity to denounce Israel and the West. The regime's foreign minister tweeted on Thursday that the world was, quote, "disgusted by the U.S. law enforcement crackdown on protesters," and he said it with a straight face. In a statement dripping with irony, he criticized the U.S. for the, quote, "suppression and violent treatment of anti-Israel protesters," and accused Israel of genocide in Gaza. And that followed a condemnation earlier this week from a senior Hamas official. Now, the incredibly disgusting irony of Hamas and their puppet masters Iran condemning what they refer to as suppression and violent treatment of protesters, well, it's completely lost on the useful idiots currently protesting on U.S. campuses. To be fair, many of the students taking part in the protests at these supposedly elite universities have little to no understanding of how the real world operates, and little understanding of how the Iranian regime has built Hamas and its other proxies in order to realize their often stated objective of destroying Israel. They're just out feeling like they're part of something, no matter how misguided that something happens to be. As we've discussed before here on the PDB, the students are not the driving force behind these protests. They're being coordinated, encouraged, assisted, and funded by outside organizations and activists who hide behind the veil of concern for Palestinian civilians while harboring the same desire as the Iranian regime and their proxies, which would be the removal of Israel from the map. And that, my friends, is the PDB Afternoon Bulletin for Friday, 26 April. If you have any questions or comments, please reach out to me at pdb@thefirsttv.com. And if you want to listen to the show ad-free, be sure to check out our premium membership at pdbpremium.com. I'm Mike Baker, and I'll be back on Monday
Until then, stay informed, stay safe, stay cool.
You've heard it said, and it's true, time is our most precious commodity. And the question is, how can you spend it wisely to improve yourself and the people around you? Well, I'm glad you asked. Let me tell you about a great way to continue the lifelong process of learning, and that's Hillsdale College. Hillsdale College is offering more than 40 free online courses in the most important and enduring subjects. You can learn about the works of C.S. Lewis, the stories in the Book of Genesis, the meaning of the U.S. Constitution, the rise and fall of the Roman Republic, or the history of the ancient Christian church with Hillsdale College's online courses, all available for free. Correct, I did say free. As an example, sign up for Constitution 101, the meaning and history of the U.S. Constitution. Now, in this 12-lecture course, you'll explore the design and purpose of the Constitution, the challenges it faced during the Civil War, and how it's been undermined for more than a century by progressivism and liberalism. The course is self-paced, so you can start whenever and wherever. Enroll now in Constitution 101. Our country needs more Americans who understand the Constitution and can defend the freedom of the American people against the encroachments of an increasingly large and unaccountable government. Go right now to hillsdale.edu/pdb to enroll. There's no cost, and it's easy to get started. That's hillsdale.edu/pdb to register.